Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. How are you, Gavin?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, a pleasure to have you back. And let's start talking about Kaon Interactive. You really pioneered the entire area of 3D customer interaction. Talk about what that is.
What we really discovered was that there's a tremendous amount of complexity in most B2B companies' products and solutions. And this has started to become more prevalent now as complexity in the buying ecosystems has really increased. So what we realized was that there was really an important element of conveying differentiation that became much more difficult the more complexity was layered in. So what we've done is we've created an interactive platform that allows very complex solution stories to be conveyed in a very simple way. And this interactive 3D experience is something that creates sort of three levels of connection with people. One is an intellectual knowledge transfer. You learn something interesting and important and relevant. The second is it's multi-sensory. You're not only sitting and watching and listening, but you're actually interacting and you're touching and feeling and participating. And then the last one is there's an emotional connection when you're involved in these 3D experiences. And what happens when those three connections happen is you form very strong synaptic connections in your brain, which means you remember important things. So it's very effective for companies that have complex solutions. And what we've been able to see is this, as you said, sort of pioneering technology infrastructure has really had a behavioral impact that's been transformative for a lot of large organizations.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're taking the complex sales process, like say like with an IBM, for example, but you're simplifying it and you're turning it into all of the senses so people get to viscerally understand what's happening.
That's really important. And that point you just made is something that B2C marketers have known for a long time, which is that connection on a visceral level is a really important part of the way that people connect emotionally. And that influences their buying decisions. A lot of people forget that when B2B companies make buying decisions, the people that are involved in those decisions also have to form emotional connections. So creating that visceral connection is a very important part of helping all of the constituents in that buying cycle really understand and believe that the decision that they're making is the right one.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're putting the whole concept of marketing upside down. Now, you're saying that B2C companies, they understood this for years, but B2B companies are not doing this. So in a sense, the entire concept of how people go to market and interact and sell is completely different. Walk through an example of how this works.
In a typical B2B environment, you would have, from a marketing perspective, messaging going out from the company. Here's our product, here's our solution, and here's some of the key features. And those messages create an awareness in the industry, and that might be done through ads, or it might be done through sponsorships or conferences, seminars, those kinds of things. And then the salespeople bring in that same sort of messaging, but in a very declarative way. They're involved in a sales meeting, and they're making a PowerPoint presentation, or they're showing a video. And what's happening is they're telling the story. They're telling their prospects. And the way this has really changed is now, instead of telling your message, what B2B companies have learned is it's much more important for the prospect to reveal to themselves, to discover what's important to them on their own. So rather than telling them what they need to know, we've created experiences so that the customer can go on the website, can learn about what's important to them, and then sort of like peeling the layers of an onion, can reveal those things that are important to them and dive into whatever level of detail is important. even in a sales meeting, rather than telling and presenting, what now happens is it's transformed where the salesperson gives control to the prospect, to the customers, and they're the ones interacting and then asking pertinent questions when they come up. So when you say it's turned on its head, really what's transformative here is that the customer has become the power broker in this equation. They are the ones who are now in control, as opposed to the marketer and the salespeople telling the story. And you know, as a consumer, that you're much more likely to pursue something where you're in control, where you're the one making the decisions, where you're deciding whether to go to a different page on the website or to explore something in a live in-person environment, than you are to listen to a company telling you a message. And so this same dynamic is what's really been transformed in the B2B world. These experiences have a consistent message in them, but the way that that message is conveyed is completely opposite from the way that it used to be. And this is across all customer touch points, whether they're online, at a conference, at an online conference, in a webinar, in a sales meeting. In every environment, when the customer is the one doing the discovering, what we've learned from research and science is that the customer actually connects much better. They resonate with the messages that are important to them, and they're the ones who are actually diving into those areas of detail that matter to them, as opposed to listening to the same presentation, no matter who the audience is. So it's much more effective.
In addition to turning marketing upside down, it's turning the customer experience upside down. And I guess it's doing what's been taken and what's been known in B2C world. You've somehow figured out, you've cracked the code how to make this interactive and switch the customer experience in a B2B sense. That's the magic.
You know, it's a really important message for us all in marketing and sales and executive leaders to understand is that the marketing research that had been done in the B2C world for years, talking about the three moments of truth, before you buy a product, as you become aware of it, the buying process itself, and then the actual using of the product, those three moments of truth also apply in the B2B world. So if you think about that, it's all about customer experience. As you're learning about different solutions and products and companies, that experience matters. When you're actually going through the buying process, how you actually acquire the product, how you buy it, and how easy it is, how many options you had, how well it fit with your procurement process, that matters too. And then, of course, how the solution works and how it fits into your problem solving, that matters as well. And if you think about all of that as a customer experience, this is what CEOs really need to pay attention to now, is that entire customer experience. Not just does the product work, but how does the customer become aware of who we are? And how do they interact with our company at every touch point? So that it's not just about the product itself or the solution, it's about every way that they interact with our company and every touch that they have, whether it's with a person or with a digital system of some kind.
So I understand how you do this, like with an Abbott, an IBM, and a Thermo Fisher. How about someone like Amazon is one of your clients, and I'm viewing that as more of a B2C. So where does Kaon play in that world?
Well, the engine that powers the Amazon website is the backbone of what's known as Amazon Web Services. And so Amazon Web Services has actually become the premier cloud system in the world and has really been the pathfinder for how cloud systems are deployed globally across different industries and even with different providers. So what Amazon's Web Services do is they power their own system, but they also power an enormous number of businesses across the globe, from very small companies to very, very large companies. And what Amazon Web Services found was that as a pioneer, they were actually helping to educate the market about what the opportunity was. But now that they've got some very strong competitors, their important marketing imperative is to differentiate. And so differentiating these very complex technical stories is not as simple as one might think, because each key feature only matters to different constituents in the buying cycle, depending on who those buyers are. So they have to tell a very complex technical backbone infrastructure story in a way that matters to different people in the buying process, and whether they're small companies or large companies. So what we've been able to do with Amazon is really help them tell that very complex story in a simple way. It doesn't make the solution less complex. It just makes the way that they tell that complex story simplified and more understandable and digestible.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. This is the organization that has really pioneered the entire concept of interactive 3D digital experience. We're going to take a commercial break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about changes in technology and innovation, and we're going to talk about personal challenges and how Gavin's world has changed as CEO since being a CEO for 16 years. Back in a few.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, the president and CEO of K-On Interactive. And Gavin, let's talk about technology and innovation and how it's changed, because you've told me in the past that there's a lot going on in experimenting and succeeding, and there are nuances there.
You know, what's really interesting about technology innovation is that CIOs and CTOs have built infrastructures in their own organizations to experiment and do pilot projects and figure out how different technologies can solve business line problems or backbone network communications problems. And so for a long time, the technical organizations have built this engine of innovation. Sometimes they're pioneering it themselves within their enterprises, and sometimes they're finding these innovations through third parties. But what's happened in the last few years, and particularly over the last year in 2020, is that organizations outside of the information technology group have had to innovate as well. And what's been fascinating to see is that those organizations did not have that culture of experimentation and innovation and understanding of how to determine which innovations are applied to their business. But it was absolutely imperative as the digital first model became really the only way that they could communicate with clients and operate remotely. They needed to determine which innovations mattered to them. So there's two dimensions to this. One is there's technical innovations that are happening in real time, and there's the model of how you absorb and then deploy those innovations in your enterprise. So IT organizations were well set up to do this for years, but marketing departments, sales departments, purchasing departments, human resources, all these other groups found it very challenging to figure out how to understand what innovations mattered to them, and then more importantly, how to take those innovations that did work and create an enterprise deployment across their entire organization. Actually, Bain did a study on this subject, and they found that very large organizations are really good at experimentation. They're really bad at deploying the ones that work across their entire organizations. And we found this to be true over the last year particularly. So there's all kinds of innovations going on in terms of digital technology, customer communication, augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and all of these are being looked at as sort of pockets of problem-solving capabilities for individual problems by a wide variety of organizations in large enterprises. What really needs to happen, I think, is to say, instead of point solutions, what can we do from an institutional perspective? What can we do from an organization-wide perspective to really advance these so that we see the true benefit of these innovations? And I think the major innovations that have had huge effects over the last year and even before that are the ones that have been able to create a sustained model of innovation throughout their organization so that it's a continuous learning process. One of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is you're never really done with a digital solution. Once you've created it, you're always updating it and you're always modifying it, and it's dynamic based on what's happening in the world. And that's truly the benefit of a digital infrastructure. When you're creating something physical, you build it and it's there. and you have to leave it there for a while to get the return on investment. With a digital infrastructure, you ought to be designing it to be changing all the time. And I think that's a cultural phenomenon that a lot of organizations really need to adopt, is to think about how to continue to innovate rather than just finding something that they can put in place and assuming that it's going to be that way for the next 5 years.
What are the qualities that you believe are lacking in leaders now that leaders need to move forward successfully?
I think that we have to recognize that we are all part of a community. And the more leaders focus on a narrow set of constituents in that community, the less likely they are to create the effect that they could in the broader community. And by that I mean that there's always a set of financial metrics that are important. There's always a set of corporate objectives and strategic initiatives that are important. But I find that a lack of understanding of the human effects of decisions that get made and strategies that get implemented often leads to short-term wins, but longer-term negative effects, either for the company itself or for the community that in which they exist. And I see this sometimes when leaders are driven by particularly the financial metrics that are narrowly oriented towards corporate valuation. And we've seen this for a long time. The shorter term, those financial metrics reflect personal incentives, the worse the decisions are. So I think that having a long-term view of corporate success and a broader sense of the human impact is actually better for the company, and it's better for the community involved. And I do see more and more executives spending time thinking about the human impact of the decisions that they're making. But and I think we're starting to see, for example, there was a tremendous effort to offshore an enormous amount of corporate functions, staff functions, to lower costs. But part of the effect that most people didn't anticipate was the negative effect on customer experience that many times was the result of that. And also, many times we found that entire communities were negatively affected when they didn't have to be. I think there's always a solution that involves bringing all of the parties together, and I believe that thinking about it from the perspective of not necessarily an optimal solution just for the company and the executives, but also for the employees and the constituents around them, is a way of really ensuring long-term success. What we found in our company, and I see it in other companies, is financial success is actually a derivative of doing the right thing, creating value. When you create value and you do it consistently, financial success results. When you focus on delivering financial success first, that may result in short-term successes, or at least perceived successes, but it's hard to sustain that. So thinking about the financial metrics as a byproduct of delivering value, I think, is the kind of long-term thinking that a lot of leaders need to have. And value, by the way, is not just to the shareholders or the employees, it's to all of the constituents. What value can we bring to everybody that's involved?
On that ubiquitous societal message, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the CEO show. If anyone wants to find out, what is the website?
It's kaon.com, K-A-O-N.com. And we also have a video channel, kaon.tv. But kaon.com is the primary website.
Great having you on the CEO show, Gavin.
Thank you, Robert. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, it's John Iannuzzi, Chief Radio Engineer at the CEO Forum. In the second half of this hour, Robert Reese presents CEO Legends, where we take a look back at some of the great CEO inspirational stories that we've featured here on the CEO Show. And coming up next, it's Bernie Marcus, co-founder and 19-year CEO of the Home Depot. He'll share how he came up with an idea for a new hardware store that created a do-it-yourself retail industry. Bernie Marcus celebrating his 92nd birthday this week. Here's Bernie Marcus at the Home Depot.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bernie Marcus. How are you, Bernie?
I'm great this morning. How about yourself?
Very well, thanks. Good. And Bernie, as many of you know, was the co-founder of the Home Depot and the CEO for the first 19 years. And what I want to first ask you is about, you know, the Home Depot. There you were, 49 years old, and, without a job, and you had this one idea. Just talk about how the Home Depot emerged.
Well, you know, the things started, of course, Arthur Blank and myself were out of work, having been fired in California. And we were kind of desperate. But when I had this idea about the Home Depot, and if you go back to 1978, you kind of forget that the big stores didn't exist. Stores like Costco and Staples and Office Depot and those kind of stores did not exist in those days. It was all small stores that were selling at pretty high prices. And I had this idea of putting everything together under one roof so you could actually build or decorate a house under one roof. The problem was starting out with a business, and we had no money. Therefore, we had to go out and bring investors in, and they did. We brought some investors in. Ken Langone, who you all, I guess, know, brought together these investors who invested in the Home Depot, and we struggled with this concept. People didn't understand it. When they walked in the store, there were enormous stores with piles of merchandise on the floor, and it was a hard sell at the beginning, but once they understood it, when they understood that they were able to buy products at a lower price, all the products that were not available to them before, and that you had people on the floor who were willing to explain to them how to do their own plumbing, how to do their own electrical work, how to do all the things around the house that they normally would call somebody for. In fact, we invented the do-it-yourself business. And it became a wonderful business for us. We prospered. All of our associates prospered. We went public. We produced, I don't know, maybe 4,000 millionaires, most of them high school graduates that didn't have college or careers, but were wonderful associates and people who helped make the Home Depot successful. So it's a great story. It's really the Cinderella story, and it's a story of capitalism at its best. And, of course, we see these kids now out on the street, you know, defaming capitalism. I don't know whether or not the millions of people who work for Home Depot over the years and created their start in life and prospered with it and paid off their homes and sent their kids through college, whether they think this was an evil institution.
It's really interesting when you're talking about capitalism. I remember I was once speaking with Steve Forbes, and I said, well, Steve, of course capitalism works for you because, you know, you grew up rich. But how about someone who doesn't have money? Tell me, how does capitalism help there? And he said, well, frankly, capitalism is the single greatest tool to make someone rich.
Well, yeah. You know, when you think about these kids don't understand that after they're finished with their little thing in the park and screaming and everything, they're going to go into a bar and they're going to have a drink. They don't understand that the guy who owns that bar, who is working 80 hours a week, is a capitalist. He's really a capitalist. It's just everything is relative. At what level? He's out there working, breaking his back. He doesn't want to work for anybody else. He wants to create his own, and he employs, I don't know, 15 to 100 people working for him. He's a capitalist, and he's the one they're rallying against.
So while we're talking political, tell me, what are your thoughts of the role of capitalism in America?
Well, everybody in the world wants to be a capitalist today. You go to China, and you see that China has come off the communist thing and now wants to become the capitalist world of the world, and they are, in fact, succeeding. And they're succeeding today. You saw the chairman of Coca-Cola say that it's easier to operate a business in China than it is in the United States today. So we see the rest of the world turning to capitalism because that is the system that works. That's the system that creates a middle class. That's a system that puts a lot of people to work and creates jobs for people.
But I think
that, you know, the liberals changed the name from liberal to progressive. I'd like to change the word from capitalism to the free enterprise system.
Isn't that interesting? That's really what it is. But are there problems inherent in capitalism?
Of course. There'll always be problems. You always have situations. It's not a perfect world in anything you do. And so, yeah, there are problems. And there are inequities in some cases. But the system on its whole has brought this country to where it is today. We have the highest we had up until recently, the highest level, even poverty in this country is like a millionaire compared to poverty in third world countries.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bernie Marcus, who is the co-founder and 19-year CEO of the Home Depot. And right now, we'll go back to talking more about the Home Depot, but we're talking actually about the concept of the free enterprise system. I want to ask you about the concept here of the American dream, because what I found is you're talking about China. You know, My general manager, Patrick Hale, who you know, of course, he always says he lives in Greenwich and there's $5 million houses, but in Greenwich maybe $10 million, but in front of them are kids with a lemonade stand for 50 cents. And he said, you know, in Europe, you would never see that. However, that whole American dream is happening big time in China now.
Yeah, people see that unlike a caste system, which you had in the rest of the world, in America, you look at myself, for instance. My parents came out of Russia. They spoke no English. I grew up in a tenement in Newark up on a fourth floor with cockroaches and mice and everything else. Poverty, we never thought we were poor. Compared to what my parents had in Russia, this was wealth. This was really wealth, having their own apartment. My father was able to go out and earn his own living as a carpenter, and so we thought it was the greatest place in the world. How in God's name, anywhere in the world, could somebody like myself out of Newark, New Jersey, end up being as wealthy as I am today, able to do the things that I do for charity and with what my foundation does today, if it hadn't been for the free enterprise system? It couldn't have happened anywhere else.
That's an interesting point. And I know on Wealthy, you actually were one of those who probably could have been the richest man in America or in the world, but you actually didn't take stock options, and you were more focused on creating, as you said, the 4,000 millionaires.
Yeah, Arthur Blank and myself decided early on that we were not going to take options. Most companies do take options. Most founders take options. We thought we had enough stock. We wanted to share it with everybody that worked for us. And in fact, we produced a lot of millionaires, secretaries, up and down the line. And they were able to own stock in the company. We had an ESOP program where everybody in the company was able to join in the ESOP and share in the benefits as Home Depot grew and as we started to become the darlings of Wall Street, and we produced profits every quarter, and it was wonderful. Of course, then Sarbanes-Oxley came along, and then they cut out the values of options to people, and I could never understand that. And so, you know, slowly but surely, the government is involved in trying to dampen the enthusiasm of the entrepreneur, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, what would you suggest if there are two or three actions that the government took?
Well, certainly the one on options, having to write off the cost of options the day you get it, is ludicrous. And we proved the point because at one point it would have cost Home Depot something like $70 million to write off the options. This is when I was fighting that years and years ago. And we had some senators like Levin out of Michigan that fought. He hated options, and of course he was joined by Warren Buffett, who joins these very strange things. You know, Warren Buffett never worried about an option in his life. But he doesn't relate to the poor guy, you know, that's working his butt off, you know, 70 hours a week, trying to get ahead, not only on a salary, but looking forward to owning a piece of the business. And it basically cut it out for most people, and it's not available. The other one is Sarbanes-Oxley, which I think is the worst piece of garbage that ever came down the pike. But you can go back on Obamacare is going to kill off business. Dodd-Frank is doing a great job in cutting out the small community banks. I mean, every regulation that comes out of Washington is a job killer, every single one of them.
Right now we're talking with Bernie Marcus, the co-founder and 19-year CEO of the Home Depot, and we've been talking really about free enterprise and how maybe the word capitalism needs to be changed to just free enterprise. We see it in China. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to ask Bernie advice on how entrepreneurs can succeed, what lessons he's learned from building the Home Depot, and as well from his foundation. So we'll be back in a few.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we are back with Bernie Marcus from the Home Depot, and we're talking about really capitalism, but here's what I want to know. You said it, you know, in the Home Depot it became the real Cinderella success story. What advice do you have to entrepreneurs who want to succeed?
I think that the time has come for people. You remember there's an old movie where they said, I've had enough and we're going to fight back? I think that businesses in America today, all these entrepreneurs and products of the free enterprise system, have to start fighting back. If you're a business out there and you don't have a lobbyist in Washington, you're defenseless. At this moment, I'm talking about from somebody who owns a restaurant to somebody who has 800, 900 people working for you. You're not represented up there. Nobody gives a damn about you. Nobody cares about you. When the president gets up or members of the House and Senate and they talk about jobs, they don't understand who they're talking about. They don't understand that the small business community, which represents about 70% of the jobs in America today, that very few of the bills that they pass are directed by those people. So, you know, we formed an organization, Robert, called the Job Creators Alliance, and it's located on jobcreatorsalliance.org. And I would suggest that every businessman out there, if you run a business, this is the way you can fight back, because we're asking business people to go out and speak for themselves, not having paid people that go out and speak for them, but people who actually run businesses. And we've attracted about 1,200 business owners in the United States, and we hope to bring it up to 10,000 business people that are all over the United States are going on local television, local radio. They're going to newspapers, and they're having their voices heard. They're talking about how the regulations are stifling them, how the fact they can't borrow money from banks today because the regulators are not allowing banks to loan money out. It's a web of deceit that's coming out of Washington that is stifling the free enterprise system. And a businessman today is like a rowboat in the ocean. You have two oars, and you're trying to just bob around in between the waves. You can't get to the shore if you stand on your head. So what I'm saying is you got to start fighting back. JobCreatorsAlliance.org is one way to do it. And I would just say to everybody out there, and we have some wonderful people who are represented. I mean, like the chairman of the Whole Food Markets, the ex-CEO of Best Buy, the fellow who created the Staples company. All of these people were job creators, and they're out there fighting for you, and you should be out there fighting for yourself.
See, it's really fascinating, Bernie, what you're saying, because mostly a small business owner has to focus just on their business. And who has time to focus on politics or anything? But you're saying it's really, there's a website, jobcreatorsalliance.org. You could go, and without that much work, you can sign up and you could help pull things so that we create more jobs in America?
Well, because here the president is forming another council to help him on economic advice. I mean, but he doesn't go down to you people who are running the businesses, who are actually creating the jobs. He's not asking you. He's asking Jeff Immelt of GE, who is pulling jobs out of America. That's who's giving him advice on how to create jobs in America. This is not creating jobs in America. And so he's got to hear from the people who actually are creating the jobs. He's got to hear from the people who actually are struggling every single day with the taxes, with the regulations, with all of the stifling things that are coming out of Washington, trying to make a living and finding it harder every single day, with nothing on the horizon that looks good. There is not a sunlight on the horizon anywhere.
You know what it sounds like? I've heard, I've heard from Kip Tindell, who was the CEO a long time since the beginning of the Container Store, and he told me about a concept called conscious capitalism, which is that everything starts with capitalism, but then organizations can become good, can become societal brands, but if you don't have capitalism, then you're not going to grow. And there's no money, you know, at the end of the day.
Listen, it all boils around jobs. I mean, I believe that most of American people want to work. They want to support their family. They want to be able to take care of themselves. They want to pay off their mortgages, send their kids to colleges. They want this. I don't understand the politicians in Washington who think they represent these people. They don't.
I hear what you're saying, that you're saying 70% of business is actually small business, and small business is not being represented at all, and they're actually the ones, that's actually the middle class. So the whole middle class is not being represented.
There's no question about it, because they don't have the power. And what we're saying, the Job Creators Alliance, we hope will give them the power. At least it'll give them an outlet. For the feelings that they have, everyone that I talk to, I'm talking about small business people. I don't have a lot of friends who are big business people. Even though I ran a big business, I still remember the days, the 5 years that we struggled at Home Depot. I mean, I remember what those 5 years were like, working 85, 90 hours a week, 7 days a week, and worrying about making the payroll. I mean, we went through those days. They made a lasting impression on me, and I sympathize with everybody out there who's going through this right now, who is now trying to struggle, looking at what the future looks like. Now they're talking about a jobs bill that's going to raise their taxes. They're talking about a jobs bill that's going to create no windfall for them whatsoever, no help whatsoever. Nobody out there is going to hire anybody based on this $500 billion piece of nonsense that's going through Congress today.
Yeah, it's almost like you're saying we have the golden goose in our backyard, which is just creating jobs. Here we have 1 minute left, and I want to shift over a little bit. If there's one piece of advice on the business side that you could give to business owners how to succeed, what would you say to entrepreneurs? I got it. Go to jobcreatorsalliance.org. How about the business?
Well, look. I think that the entrepreneur will always survive. Unfortunately, I think in today's atmosphere it's going to be very, very difficult. I think that every businessman out there has to understand that in addition to running his business, that he's got to understand that what happens in the city halls, the state houses, and in Washington has a direct effect on his business. In other words, if I went to him tomorrow and said, you know, I'm going to slap you with 20% cost, he would fight me tooth and nail. He doesn't understand that that's what happens in the city, the state, and the federal government. It's time to fight back. You've got to be an activist. You put so much of your strength and energy into running your business. You've got to get up there and say, listen, guys, I'm not going to let you start pounding me without me pounding back. And that is, I really feel very, very seriously. I've always been that way all my life, and I don't understand why business people are sitting back and allowing this to happen to them.
Well, Bernie, great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.